USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he'll soon talk with governors of all 50 states on plans to reopen the states after the coronavirus shutdowns.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor of each individual state to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan of their state.
Mr. Trump says depending on where the worst of the outbreak has already peaked, reopenings could start even before the White House's social distancing guidelines end at the end of April. Many governors are tempering the president's expectations, saying they have the final say over their jurisdictions. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the process of reopening the economy after the outbreak must be carefully considered in order to avoid what he calls an infection boomerang. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Democratic White House frontrunner finally lands a big endorsement as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
After months of silence, former President Obama has surfaced to endorse Joe Biden for his old job.
Through all his trials, he's never once forgotten the values or the moral fiber that his parents passed on to him and that made him who he is.
The New York Times says Obama had several lengthy conversations with Bernie Sanders, urging him to step aside.
The government says millions of Americans should start seeing their coronavirus stimulus money arrive today. The Treasury Department says the $1,200 payments will be hitting the accounts of over 80 million people. The first payment started rolling out on Friday. The payments are part of the federal government's $2 trillion aid package as the pandemic is roiling the U.S. economy. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new app is helping hospitals during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
UPS, Microsoft, the American Hospital Association, and Kaiser Permanente are introducing an app that will let people donate personal protective equipment more efficiently. On Tuesday, the coalition of private and nonprofit organizations announced a Protecting People Everywhere initiative, which works directly with the Health Equip app to ensure the donations go straight to hospitals in need. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It seems a miracle has happened midair, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
A 64-year-old Frenchman is lucky to be alive after he accidentally ejected from a fighter jet in flight. The French defense manufacturer worker was offered a joyride on a company outing at an airbase east of Paris recently, and investigators say when they told him to hold on, he grabbed a handle that activated the plane's ejection system, and he shot out of the plane at about 2,500 feet, coming away with minor injuries after parachuting back to Earth. The pilot was somehow not ejected, and he landed the plane safely. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.